Are you thinking of buying or selling a house? Or do you just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand, and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, along with James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, make sure you give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Happy to help answer any of your real estate questions or assist with your real estate needs. You can also check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com. There, not only will you find the latest and greatest home searching and researching tools, but a whole list of our great free publications, the Smart Seller Book, the Smart Home Buyer Book, and the new Resilience Bricks Report that's just out. Check that. A lot of great information in all three of those publications. Again, that's at BricksTwinCities.com. Also, follow us on our Facebook page. Just type in Bricks Real Estate or Bricks Twin Cities, and you should be able to find us there. You can watch us record live most Tuesdays around noon. Also, see upcoming events and a whole bunch of other great stuff there. Today, we are going to be talking about the reality of working in extreme real estate market conditions as a buyer or a seller, being out there, being on the market or working in a market like this as a buyer, trying to navigate your way through it. So it's tough. And what makes it worse is the misnomers that are out there. I'd like to welcome Chad Preby, who's in studio, joining me today.
Thanks, Kirk.
So, yeah, I mean, you see it right along with me.
I do, yes.
And, you know, the thing is I always will resort back to data. You know, I will look at what does the math, what does the numbers say, what's actually going on out there.
Reality.
The reality.
Yeah.
Right? And we can bring that around to assist buyers and sellers. You know, if you want to be on top of, the reality of the market and really dive in, if you do go to our Facebook page, we put out this Mastermind of the Market, which is put together right after we do a brokerage collaboration with a whole bunch of agents talking about not only the data, but what people are experiencing on the ground. And so you can know what to expect right there right now out in the marketplace.
Right.
You know, because there are, you know, agents that are willing to take advantage of markets like this, both in not a good way for sellers and not a good way for buyers to push them. But also, you know, media outlets.
Right.
Article came out this last week talking about a listing that had 177 showings and 50 some offers out there. Okay, yeah, that does happen.
It does.
You know,
yep.
It does, but it's not necessarily what's happening everywhere. If that was the case, how did I get a home for a buyer for $20,000 under list price if that's happening everywhere? Now, again, my story about the underlist price, that's also not the reality, right?
Yeah.
There's extremes, and the question is, what do we choose to focus on? So with this show, I wanted to kind of get into that reality. So yeah, I mentioned the you know, 170 some showings, 50 some offers. You know, those are outliers out there. They do exist. But if we look at the Minneapolis, St. Paul area, 200 to 400K
okay.
price range. The average number of showings per listing is, I think it was like at 8.49.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Now, you're going to have some that get a couple showings and accept an offer right away. You're going to get some that get, you know, 50 showings. You're going to get some that get 20. You know, it's an average.
Right.
Right. Right. But the average isn't 170 something. The question is, you know, how long has the property been on the market? You know, what's the value there? You know,
the value.
We'll talk about that too.
Well, how stressful can that be as a seller or even the listing agent? If you have 50 offers on the table and you have someone that's representing you that's all about the dollar sign, that might not be the best offer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for going a little low, on the list price to drive offers to get them, you know, basically hedging against each other in a sense, and,
sure.
And to bring that price up.
Right.
And so it is a commonplace to see offers that are 5, 10, 15, 20, and 25K over.
Okay.
That's in that range, depending on the price point.
Right.
That's common. We've heard about ones that are 20% over list
right.
price.
Yes.
That's not common.
Yeah.
Right?
I've been seeing that on the lending side quite a bit. And I get a little concerned at that point about the appraisal.
It creates problems in the sense that appraisers sometimes will look at that list price and make an assumption that the agent made an assessment of value on that property, and then you see it sell for $65,000 over asking. You know, this is where we're seeing agents adjusting the sale price after they accept an offer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that can work, but
yeah.
You know, it's not always the case. And so, you know, low appraisals is definitely a concern, and you know, as sellers out there, you need to make sure that you're not just accepting the highest offer, but truly the best offer.
Good point.
Right?
Yep.
And so the reality is the highest offers may not appraise, which therefore means they may not be the best offer. Now, sometimes they are, right? If you think the value is around 310 and you have another offer that's at 310, but no appraisal guarantee or an appraisal guarantee, but then you get somebody who comes in at 325 with no appraisal guarantee, well, maybe it's worth the risk.
Right.
Right. Because, you know, if it's probably going to come in at 310 or in between,
yep.
that may be worth it.
Correct.
But every offer you need to talk through with your agent.
Right. And you and I are briefly talking too. I mean, I've seen a couple of appraisals come in $5,000 shy or $5,000 low. In my eyes, the seller and the buyer should be willing to negotiate, right? Let's meet halfway. Are we gonna lose out on a transaction over $5,000? Because if that appraiser, you know, these appraisers are working hard. They're trying to get the most value as possible, right?
Yeah.
And if they're $5,000 short, it's for a reason. And I think that's not a reason to walk away from the transaction. I think that's a good way to negotiate and meet maybe halfway with that buyer or seller.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is if you bail on an appraisal, well, then another appraisal is going to happen. And then is that other appraisal, did they give an appraisal guarantee? What's their percentage of down payment? Are they doing an inspection? Do you have to go through an inspection again? What's it going to be like when you have to go back to them and say it didn't appraise? Are they going to feel differently
right.
about it, you know, or if that question comes up? So, you know, again, it may be worth working it out between the buyer and the seller and the agents, figuring out something to get it to come together.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, the reality, too, is, you know, you'll hear about somebody who gets the, we accept an offer and they waive the inspection. That does happen.
Right.
And that's great when that happens. But that doesn't always happen.
It's not a reality most
right?
of the time.
You know, what's... If your agent is doing what I would say a good job out there, you know, you should be getting that 15 to 25, 30, 50 showing range. Again, depends on price point. I know I'm throwing a lot of numbers out there, but each sector, each price point, it's going to get different. And your agent should be talking to you about what's normal. There's ways to look up what is the normal showing rate for your price range, your area, and all of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, they should be talking about all of that. But you know, the normal is, I know for the last three listings I've had, you know, between 18 and about 30, 35 showings,
okay.
right?
Yep.
In the weekend. And I've been getting between, you know, 3 to 5, 7 offers somewhere in there. You don't need to get 50 offers to necessarily get the highest offer. Again, if you get 50 offers, the question may come in, was that house extremely underpriced?
Right.
Is it going to run into appraisal issues? What can of worms have been opened by that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so yeah, it may be better to narrow it to your best offers, truly mm-hmm. the best offers, than just a ton that isn't going to work and it was way low to begin with.
Right,
know?
Right.
So
yeah, I get a little nervous too for certain people in this market that are looking at 30, 40 houses and becoming confused.
Yeah.
You know?
And real quick, before we go to commercial break, you know, if you do get an offer and there is an inspection and something does come up, it may be worth a few extra nickels if they offered a whole lot of dimes more. People say, I don't want to get nickeled and dimed, right? You know, to replace a water heater when they paid 10 grand over asking, it might be worth it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Toveson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Toveson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you're thinking about making a move, check out our free books, which you can request at housegeeks.com. The Smart Home Buyer Book is a guide through one of your biggest financial decisions. This book covers how to find some of the best values on homes and loans, how to navigate and negotiate on homes with multiple offers, all the way through getting what you want out of your inspection contingency. Don't forget about our Smart Seller, a guide through the sale process and maximizing value. In this book, we cover how to prepare your home for sale, knowing how long it will take for your home to sell, and how to determine what your home will sell for. We also uncover the truth behind instant offers. If you would like a copy of either of these free books, check us out online at housegeeks.com to request yours today.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com. You're listening to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today, we're talking about the reality of being out in an extreme market conditions as a buyer or a seller, even as an agent. You know, what is the more normal experiences that people are seeing? You know, there's a lot of stuff in the news about, again, what we talked about, the extreme side of it.
Right.
But, you know, if somebody prices a house 65 under asking, of course they're going to get a ton of or 65 under what it probably should sell for. Of course they're going to get a ton of activity because you're getting buyers in way lower price points coming to look at it, thinking they have a shot. The problem is running, you know, you run into this mental block of a buyer going, I'm offering 60,000 over asking. This is where you see really high back out ratios because of cold feet. Did they make a rash decision? You know, so underpricing can cause a big influx in that cold feet ratio. And so that's something as a seller to be aware of. You know, make sure your agent, you know, there's two types of list prices. There's list price that's a mistake, and there's list price that's a strategy.
Right.
And you want to talk through that strategy and really what your agent's expecting. You know, if a normal spread, 25K, in this market, that's normal. But if you are, your agent's talking about, oh, we're going to get 50K more, 60K more, whatever, 70. Again, it depends on price point. You got to talk about each one with your agent individually. You know, you want to really talk through that decision, because is that going to create a lot more buyers that are getting cold feet out there?
Okay.
Now, as buyers, you can take advantage of this.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want to be the number one offer. Maybe you want to be the strong backup offer.
There you go.
In a market like
this. Yeah. You know? Well, because you and I talked about this briefly, there's a pretty big percentage of people that wake up the next day after making an offer and they get cold feet.
Yeah, 20-25%.
That's huge.
Yes.
So if you're coming in with that solid or putting your best foot forward right away, you could be that backup offer, right?
Yep.
25% is a huge number.
Yeah, so basically if you're out there and you throw out five offers and they're all backup offers, you have a chance. Now, it depends on how many other good backup offers there are.
Right.
You know, in these scenarios where there's 15, 20, 25 offers, you know, it can be tough. But, you know, when we talk about the normal being 3 to 5, hey, maybe there is
that
opportunity.
Yeah.
And so for a buyer, don't feel discouraged, like, oh, is it even worth us writing? If you like the house enough, hey, maybe you don't get it initially, but then it comes back around.
Right. Yes. Good point.
So,
that's a great point.
Yeah. I mean, just be in that spot can be great. So for buyers, the reality out there right now is the market is so tight in inventory. You don't want to be looking at the wrong homes while the right homes are selling.
Right.
So you really want to do that home buyer priority checklist. Actually, for sellers, talking about the market, do the home seller priority checklist, because are you really ready for markets like it is right now? And talking through that. Again, both of those checklists, Bricks Twin Cities, under publications, they're in the Smart Home Buyer or Smart Seller Guide as to getting yourself ready, the things to think about.
That information, I was poking around on the Bricks website, and or actually I think it was on your Facebook page, and noticed that Danny had a really good presentation on one of the books.
Yeah.
I think it was a Smart Seller, if I remember right.
Was that the one where we were talking about styles and stuff?
I believe so, yeah. But okay. I was just, you know, I'm thinking, wow, this is a lot of valuable information for free, right? And this is coming from very experienced agents, right? So it's out there at no cost, right at your fingertips. I highly recommend checking out the Facebook and Bricks page to...
You know, there's a guy I can thank for my philosophy in this. I've been listening to him for quite a few years. I'm kind of a space geek.
Yeah.
And so it's a Fraser Cain, and he does these podcasts, a whole bunch of them. But he always says, you know, I'm going to put the information out there. You know, if somebody decides to steal it, great. Do a better job than I'm doing, and you're going to earn your place in the market and show your knowledge. Do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Not out there to profit off of every last thing. The content's the content. Learn. Yeah. Make yourself a better person.
I like that. Yeah, no, so, that's really cool.
You know, and I think that's really key to especially, you know, people who aren't in the marketplace every day, buyers who don't do the, you know, aren't out there all the time, and sellers who aren't selling, you know, real estate, you know, every year.
Right.
It to have your pulse on that market really makes it so you can leverage that information.
Absolutely.
So, you know, as buyers, though, make sure you're doing that priority checklist. That will help you narrow down to the what's really, really, really important, what I talk about. You know, if you don't want to be on a busy road or a corner lot or next to industrial or in a certain city or in a certain school district, you need to think about those things. You need to prioritize them because every house that you look at that has those objections is a waste of your time.
Yeah,
there's 100%. And you are missing out on the ones that are worth your time.
Yes.
So
good point.
Doing that, you know, it saves you time. It saves you frustration.
Don't you call that the fight starter?
The fight starter, yeah. It's not just a fight with yourself. It's a fight with your significant other if you have one, because not only do you have to come to agreement what your order of priority is you and your spouse or significant other have to as be on the same page. Otherwise, again, you're wasting your time.
Yeah, you know? Nothing worse than figuring out maybe a year down the road after purchasing a home that you don't like your house for certain reasons, but if you would have filled out the priority checklist and realized, you know, with a couple things, conversations with your spouse or significant other, you might have made a different decision.
Well, houses are really no different in a lot of respects than to shopping for a car. And if I went with my wife to go check out a minivan and I was just test driving Corvettes all day, she would get pissed. Well, she doesn't like Corvettes.
If I was
test driving,
if I
was test driving my Mustang, she might like it a little better, but she'd still be mad at me, right?
Right.
And the reason being is I might find it fun, but it's not what we're really looking for.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you as the guy are looking, or whoever, mechanic, want that three-car garage, right? But, you know, your significant other want something else that house doesn't have, and you're going to look at it just because of the three-car garage, it's no different than testing that Corvette.
Corvette, right.
You've got to make sure the house meets both your priorities.
Yes.
Otherwise, it is a waste of your time.
Yes.
So, and it's a lot more fun to go look at houses when you pick four or five of them to find three or four that you like and are excited about and debating which one to actually make an offer on versus looking at 10 and everyone's an argument. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge one in battling a market like this. Be careful too in a market right now of falling in love with it, especially online. And then again, you know, walking around and imagining every last aspect of this becoming your home, because at the end of the day, 3 to 5 offers, maybe more,
right.
You know, you're going to make a few offers before you might get one.
Exactly.
So you just want to make sure you're being smart. Kind of in the last piece here, biggest thing, make sure you and your agent are verifying value.
Yes.
Not just as a seller, that's really important in coming up with that listing price strategy, but as a buyer. Again, list price is either a strategy or a mistake. A small percentage of homes, especially in a market that's moving at this speed, sell for list price. They either sell for above or sell for below. I believe currently the average is above list price.
At this point.
But, you know, you really want to make sure that you're verifying that value. Because if I would have, with my client this last weekend, made an offer at list price, I would have left $20,000 on the table. Because when we looked at value, it wasn't list price. It was at least $20,000 under.
Wow.
So
good job.
Taking that time is important, even in a market like this.
Right.
So, you know, that's the reality of it. You know, acting fast can be beneficial unless they've already set an offer deadline time and, you know, you're pretty confident they're going to stick with it. Then figuring out how many offers there may be on the table before putting together your final price could be worth it. Again, all depending on that value.
Right.
Hopefully you found this information helpful. As always, check us out online, BricksTwinCities.com, 651-303-0019. Have a great week.